Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wilks. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ted Wilks. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Hopp moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopp scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders takes first base on ball four. Cooper moves to second. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Browns nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion strikes out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Wilks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to third. Christman moves to second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Browns nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hop for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Stevens moves to second. It's Cardinals, 1, Browns, 1. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Zarrilla moves to third. Christman moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Freddie Schmidt now pitching. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth is walked intentionally. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zarrilla scores. Christman moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sanders strikes out. One out. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-1 in the game. Marion hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbin hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Littwiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-2 in the game. Hop strikes out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Haworth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verbin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sanders hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens throws to second for 1, and Gutteridge throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Karowski moves to second. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 2 in the game. Marion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karowski scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. Debs Garms pinch hits for Emil Verbin. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Bergamo pinch hits for Freddie Schmidt. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo takes first base on ball 4. Marion moves to second. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Littwiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Fallon now playing second base. Al Jurasik now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musial. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge scores. It's 5-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musial. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. McQuinn moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. Bud Byerly now pitching. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zarilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 3 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Hop moves to third. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sanders is called out on strikes. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Karowski hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon strikes out. One out. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marion moves to second. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-4 in the game. Littwiller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.